Hello, strangers. Welcome to the Upside Down Podcast. This is Ash. How are you all doing? I bet you are stoked because the Stranger Things season 4 premiere is less than a month away. Super exciting. So we haven't been on air with you guys in almost a year. We were lucky that we were able to bring you those 16 interviews straight during COVID lockdown. So hopefully that content kept you all warm and fuzzy while you were waiting for the new season to come out. And now we have finally been able to gather back together safely, sort of. Tori and I recorded an interview via Skype, so just keep that in mind while you listen. But the two of us are back together. So I have been MIA for about a year and Tori's been MIA for about 2 years. But, you know, we wanted to give you something. We wanted to get back and let you know how we were doing and let you know we were thinking about you. And, you know, we're also excited for the new season. So here is Tori and I just chatting it up about the trailers. We hope you're all doing well. And as always, stay strange.
Hello?
Well, well, well. Look who it is deciding to join the podcast after 2 years.
I know.
The amount of DMs I have gotten asking me, has Tori seen Joe Keery in his cutoff vest in the season 4 trailers?
I have, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? Oh, no, guys.
I mean, very, very fortunately.
Oh, no, guys. Breaking news. Are you no longer a Joe Keery fan? I know you are in a committed relationship, but that does not mean...
I'm definitely a fan of his music outside of the TV show, but I'm not as hardcore of a Joe Keery fan as I used to be.
Tears. Everyone is crying. No!
All the DMs make me feel like I'm famous. They're like, oh, is Tori coming back?
And I'm like, no, she's out of here. Fired her. So, we are going to do a quick mini-sode because you and I have both been super busy, but I've been getting a lot of DMs and emails from the strangers. Yes, guys, we're doing well. We're just, you know, we've been doing this podcast since 2016 and it's 2022. And for like 5 straight years, man, we went hard, okay?
Yeah.
We went hard, guys. And then year 6, we went slow. So, Let's talk about Stranger Things season 4. Have you seen the trailers?
I have seen the trailer.
So the ones that are released right now are From Russia With Love, Creel House, California, and the, I guess, official trailer is the one that just came out. I think that my favorite was probably the first one, From Russia With Love, with Hopper. Just because we had been waiting so long to get anything. And when that one came out, it was so good and it was exciting because it confirmed what, you know, everybody kind of thought, that Hopper was still alive. I think my second favorite one is California, the one where they showed, like, Eleven and Jonathan and Will and everybody in their new place. I like that one a lot because it kind of felt like Hawkins but different. And then I guess the official trailer and then Creel House. Did you have a favorite?
Creel House.
That's the second one that came out. It's the one where they showed the house. You know how they've got...
Okay, I know what you're talking about. I think my favorite... Honestly, I hate to disagree with you, but my least favorite probably was...
You hate to disagree
the Russia
with me?
One.
Lies.
The Russia one. Because I honestly, like... I used to be okay with hearing spoilers, and I'd be like, whatever, I'll just watch the show. But I honestly, like, I kind of didn't want to know if Hopper was coming back until I watched it. So it ruined it a little bit for me.
Well, I think they had to announce it because all of the fans were just kind of picking up on
little
clues and
finding things.
I mean, they were taking set pictures
of him, so they were like, of course he's the show.
Well, also, he was looking so thin. Like, David Harbour had lost so much weight. It's probably, like, a real stress on him to deny for, like, you know, 2 straight years. No, he's dead.
He's like, no, I'm just doing keto.
Yeah, I think that Creel House was the one that came out, I guess it was the first one that had come out in a long time since that Hopper one came out. For me, that one was kind of sad because, you know, it showed Kevin Johnson, who's an actor that we know, he follows the podcast. He is also on, oh shoot, I just forgot the name of it. What's that show with Jason Bateman?
Oh, Ozark?
Yes, he's on Ozark. And so when I saw him, I was like, oh, that's cool, because he was requested to be on the podcast a while back. I don't know if that'll happen, but I was like, oh, that's neat, he's in it. And then they showed, like, dead children and a dead rabbit in the yard, and I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah. I was like, if you know me and Ashley, you know we are not about that. We do not want to see anything like that.
I know. We can watch monsters and, like, fake slashings, but, man, you show us a dead
bunny,
and it's like,
I even get sad when they, like, show us dead Demogorgons. Like, when they murder them, I'm like, oh, but he was so cute. Like, I don't want you to kill him.
I know. In the newest trailer that came out, there's this scene where Hopper's, like, I think in a prison yard, and he takes, like, this spear, and he's like, I'll do whatever I can if it's the last thing I do or something. And he lights this spear, and they show a Demogorgon leaping, and I'm like, don't you kill him. He's been in a prison.
They could just trap them somewhere. It'll be okay.
He's just trying to live his best alien life. We don't need to kill him. But okay, so let's talk about this a little bit. We know that the release dates are going to be May 27th, which is Memorial Day weekend, which is smart because people will have three days to binge. I heard somebody say, like, that's a good day because it'll be a day when people can get a couple of episodes done. And I was like, what are you talking about? People are going to binge all of these day one. and then the second part comes out July 1st, which is also going to be, you know, the July 4th holiday weekend. So that's exciting because it also kind of coincides, I think, with how season 3 came out, right? Because we were talking about how the Funhouse...
Did it come out, like, 2019?
Yeah, dude, it's been a long-ass time. Thanks, COVID.
Yeah, we've been this podcast forever.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying. What's interesting is that, you know... The first few seasons, we had the kids, and it was kind of like, it felt like Goonies, or it felt like E.T., and it kind of had this, like, it had a horror aspect, but I say horror like Danny DeVito
more like
on
story.
Sunny,
it was definitely more like story-driven.
Yeah, and but the thing is like, as they're getting older, like, in this recent trailer, all the kids are older, and it felt like it was going to be more of a horror-type show, like, than... Yeah. A kind of quirky, fun 80s show, which I know a lot of fans are stoked about. They're like, ah, horror. But I'm kind of like, oh, man, I love the 80s stuff. I mean, it obviously takes place in the 80s, so it is still the 80s, but I guess it was a lot. But what were your thoughts? I guess we're going to just talk about – I'm sorry, guys. We're just going to talk about the recent one. What were your thoughts on it? What'd you think?
I really enjoyed it. The only part I did not enjoy that I know everyone else is enjoying, even my own boyfriend was like, I loved that part, was when, I guess one of the new characters was up on a roof, like, playing the guitar when, like, stuff was going down. I was like, what is going on? Like, they've never had anything like this in Stranger Things. Why do they, I guess it's, like, super 80s, which makes sense. But, like, that part, I was like, oh, Lord. But everything else, like, I was a little bit confused about the Billy situation. I guess she loves him now because he's dead.
Billy, we're all like, oh, poor Billy. Poor terrible Billy.
He was like, there were, like little hints that he was maybe, like, a little bit racist. And then there was, like, all the terrible stuff he would do to the kids. And he would, like, I can't remember if he hit Max or if he was getting hit by his dad. But he was just, like, he was, like, pretty bad. And I guess since he's such a fan favorite, just because people love Dacre, that, like, they're like, you know what, we're going to make Max love him all of a sudden. Maybe just because he died and because he, like, did he sacrifice himself at the end? I watched this third season, like, one time.
Yeah, I think it's shame. Shame, everybody. You hear
I know.
So it's like, I don't know, I think it's a redemption thing because, you know, there's this scene where he's kind of catching himself in the sauna and he's talking to Max before he's fully taken over by the Mind Flayer, and she realizes that, you know, even though he's kind of a jerk person, I don't know if he's racist. If he's racist, he's got to go.
But some weird stuff about Caleb's character, I remember. There was, like, a big thing on TikTok where people were like, is Billy racist?
I think when you and I talked about it, we couldn't decide. We couldn't decide if it was that he was racist against Caleb or Lucas's character, or I guess Lucas, or if it was that he just didn't like anyone having any kind of connection with Max whatsoever. That's what I'm going to lean towards because that's the only way I can, like,
I'm really hoping I can't, in any way, he's racist.
But I think the thing with Max is that, you know, he was her brother, and he was kind of rude to people, but he also showed a sign of goodness, and I'm sure Elle told Max about how she had seen that Billy was abused by his dad when he was younger, which can lead to how people act, and then ultimately Billy kind of had, like, a redemption at the end, so I think she's probably just like, you know, that's sad, you had a good person within you, and it had to take all of this happening to see it, and now you died, now you're dead, and I don't have a brother anymore, so I'm sure that's what it is, but going back to what you said about the guitar part, oh, dude, I loved it, you know I loved
it.
I thought it was so good. I was like, more of that, please.
It's so unrealistic. I'm like, why is the guitar gonna kill the Demogorgon or whatever the evil monster is this year? Like, I was so confused.
Well, maybe they do a band. A lot of the people in the show play music. I mean, I don't know if they'd have time to squeeze something like that in, but it's not like Finn isn't naturally gifted in guitar, and then we've got Joe who does guitar and vocals, and then Charlie Heaton, I think, plays drums.
Have they revealed how many episodes are gonna be in each? So in the first season or whatever?
I'm sure that they have. Like, for people listening, so Tori and I used to hardcore follow Stranger Things like you guys. We would, like, watch everything, look at every thread. But, like, over the past year, we just really haven't, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but I'm assuming Tori, too. We just really haven't had as much time as we wanted. So, like, I, for example, I didn't even know when the trailer came out, this official trailer. I didn't watch it for, like, 2 days. Because
I happened to be on YouTube an hour after it dropped, and I was like, what? I didn't even know this was coming out.
I didn't know it was coming out either, and it's funny because I was getting all these DMs from people, and I was just like, I was so busy, I was like, let me check these later, and then I finally opened them up, and it was like, have you seen it? I was just like, funny. Have I seen what?
But I feel like we're not alone in the fact that people have kind of, like, that the hype for Stranger Things has definitely died down because it's been so long and they've kind of been giving us nothing. Like, they'll give us a trailer here and there, 30 seconds, but I feel like the hype is definitely getting strong again because the next season comes out so soon and this trailer was so meaty and there were so many different things in it that I feel like the hype will definitely come back. But it's been pretty dead for, like, a year or two.
So I'm not sure how many episodes are in each season. Some places I've seen 8 and some places I've seen 9. So the titles that I have are The Hellfire Club, Vecna's Curse, I'm probably saying that way wrong, The Monster and the Superhero, Dear Billy, The Nina Project, The Dive, The Massacre at Hawkins Lab. How many more massacres at Hawkins Lab do we got to have?
Lord.
Poor Bob.
I miss Bob.
Papa and The Piggyback. Is it The Piggyback? Yeah, I think that's what it is. So that's I think, the May 27th ones. I'm sure people that follow it are listening to us right now like, you idiots, we have it. If you guys know, you know. But we're going to just take each, I guess, chunk at a time. But I really like the trailer. As a whole, I like all of the trailers together. I think I'm most excited to see California. I'm kind of curious if, like, Finn's character, Mike, goes to visit 11, or if he's sent there to, like, protect her. I was a little bit confused with the newest trailer, because the newest trailer was like, I sent you all here, far away from Hawkins, but maybe he just means Joyce, Elle, and Will.
Yeah, I was thinking, oh, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I think he's talking about sending them there, and then I know they have to come back to Hawkins because he's like, we need you.
Which is crazy because, you know what? Hang on, let me get my...
They hated her. They literally hated her and they wanted to kill her. And now they're like, oh, but we need you.
Well, a fan asked us, like, somebody that follows our account asked us, I think it was Mills Hansen. I read it a while back, so I'm not sure. But it was like, do we think Eleven's going to get her powers back? And how do we think she's going to get her powers back? Because when it ended, she didn't, you know, she wasn't able to do anything. And I was like, thinking about it, and it's like, I have no idea. Like, because we don't know what took her powers away. Was it, like, the trauma of Hopper dying? If so, when she sees him, maybe they'll come back. Maybe if someone tries to kill Mike, that would, you know, make her powers come back because of their...
How are those flashbacks working? Did they film? They must have filmed this a while ago because she doesn't look as young as she did in, like, the first and second season, but she definitely, like, she's 18 now. She does not look that old.
I think, like, Millie is probably the kind of person that when she doesn't have makeup on, she looks very, like, youthful. Maybe she could play 15. And when she puts her makeup on, she's, like, a 21-year-old woman. Like,
I disagree. I think she looks very young, and a lot of people disagree with me on that.
I think it just depends. I've seen her look older, and I've seen her look younger. I think the scenes you're talking about, especially in the trailers, I think there's one where she's got, like, blood seeping from her eyes, and then there's one where she's kind of, like, screaming in a gold kind of halo effect. I'm sure what they did was they probably just rotoscoped her face, like they did with Kurt Russell and, like, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Did they rotoscope, like, her hair? Because that looks like a real shaved head. Because I remember, I think it was the beginning of season 2, where they had her, like, climbing through the wall wherever she came out of. And I remember us being like, that head is not shaved. That is definitely a fake bald cap that they put some shaved hair on. But this one, like, I'm looking at the picture right now, it looks really like, maybe they filmed it when they finish season 2, I don't know, because the shaved head looks definitely real, or they've just gotten better at the visual effects.
Maybe her bald cap just, like, had issues the first time, or maybe it was because we followed the account so much, we knew what Millie looked like. We knew that her hair was thick and long, so when we saw it, it was just something we instantly were like, oh, she has long hair, that's fake. I don't know that, I do think it looked better in this trailer too as well, but also there was a lot of, like, haziness on it. Like, it kind of looked like it had a glow effect in the one where she's, like, screaming and it's all gold towards the camera.
Yeah.
I'm interested in, like, I don't know. I'm really interested in the new characters. I'm bummed that the trailers didn't show us a lot of the new people. I know that they showed us the one friend. I don't know what his name's going to be. I forget. But he's the one that, like, picks everybody up in the surfer van. Yeah, and he's like, hey, bro, chachos. He's from...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Eddie is the one guy played by, I think his name is, like, Joseph Quinn. And then I don't know what the other guy's name is.
I'm interested in them. I mean, I think one of the new characters was probably doing that amazing scene that you and I both think is great, where they were playing the guitar in the trailer. So good. More of that, guys. More of that. It would have been funnier if it was Joe Keery, I think.
I would have loved that.
I would have liked it, too.
It would have brought me back to the Joe Keery fandom. I guess they've never showed him playing guitar in the show, so they can't just be like, oh, and all of a sudden he knows how to play guitar, and he's doing a guitar battle with the Demogorgon or whatever.
That kind of reminds me of, like, Kids in the Hall, where Bruce does the battle with the devil. That's so funny. Oh, did you know the Kids in the Hall is doing a new season?
They are coming back. I retweeted it on Twitter. I'm freaking out. I'm so excited.
Guys, you may or may not know this, but Tori and I, we love the Kids in the Hall.
Everyone does not know what we're talking about.
Isn't Dave Foley's daughter your friend? Or, like, don't you message her?
Yeah, I messaged her when I was really young. I posted a picture, like, I started school and I posted a picture of Dave Foley, like, rolling his eyes, and she commented, is this my dad? And I was like, yes.
You're like, is your dad in the Kids in the Hall? Amazing.
Can we hang out with your dad? He is awesome.
So, for season three, since it's been 3 years since we've watched it, like, what are you excited to see? Like, what are you hoping to see?
I saw in the trailer, I'm trying to look at the pictures. I'm definitely excited to see Hopper because I don't know if anyone else knows this, but I'm a huge David Harbour fan now. I think my switch has definitely gone from Joe Keery to David Harbour because I just think he is such a good actor. Like, anytime there's fan cast for any movie, I'm like, I want David Harbour to play the main character because he's just so good. So I'm very excited to see what they've been doing with Hopper. And then what's that guy's name that's with Hopper? The guy they went to?
Brett Gelman?
Yes, Brett Gelman's character. Is he going to be in there, or did he die?
No, he's in it. He's with Winona. I think him and Joyce probably... You remember a while back when we got... I don't even know if we talked about this. We haven't done it on a podcast in so long. But Netflix sent a lot of fans a box, or selected fans a box, and it kind of looks like the one Joyce is opening in the trailer, and it's got, like, a million stamps all over it from Russia. And then you open it, and it's a little Russian nesting doll. And inside there was a phone number that...
Netflix, where's ours?
We got one. You just didn't,
and she did not even share it with me, you guys.
I shared it on Instagram, guys.
She did not send me any of the Russian nesting dolls to my home. This is so rude. Don't get mad.
Come by and pick them up.
I'm very excited to see Robert England. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name. That's insane. I love horror movies. I've always been a horror movie fan. I think it's crazy that they're bringing him in. Does that mean that Nightmare on Elm Street isn't canon in the Stranger Things universe? Does that mean they never get to watch Nightmare on Elm Street?
I remember when they first announced him, I was hoping that somehow Freddy Krueger would be involved and that he would like access insane. The children in their dreams. I was like, I don't know how that's going to work, but it must work. But now we know he's Victor Creel. Like, probably murdered his whole family. That guy just can't catch a break. He's always getting them evil roles.
Yeah. Oh, his eyes are so crusty in the trailer, it scared me.
Well, they're, like, sewn shut, right?
Yeah, and they've got, like, goop coming. Oh, I'm looking at the picture right now. It's pretty sickening.
I'm excited. Like I said, I think it's going to go way more towards being a horror fan, like a horror movie. I guess I'm excited for the new characters. I'm excited to see how Eleven gets her powers back. I want to see Eleven reunited with Hopper. I want to see Joyce find Hopper.
I want to see Eleven reunited with Max because they had that, like, special bond in season 3 where she made him break up with Mike, and then she was teaching her how to be, like, a teen. And, I mean, there's that scene in the trailer where Max is, like, floating. I wonder if Max is going to give her powers to Eleven somehow, because that's the only way that I could think of Eleven getting her powers back.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. I was wondering why she was floating, too. I saw that as well. That's got to be in the episode Dear Billy.
Yeah.
You know what we didn't get a lot of in the trailer? At least I didn't notice it. Is, like, a lot of Erica.
Yeah. Oh, no Erica. Did we get any?
I think there might have been a flash of her standing with the group. But
she's real busy right now, so I would get it. I see her on Instagram all the time. She's doing a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
She'll be like, I don't have time for you, Stranger Things.
She got, like, a beautician certificate so she could, like, professionally do people's eyelashes.
I want her to do my eyelashes.
I'm sure we could get that arranged somehow.
We could do a podcast episode where she's doing my eyelashes and we talk about Stranger Things.
That'd be great. That'd be amazing.
That would be amazing.
She'd probably be like, guys, I don't mix my works. When I'm in the movie one, I don't talk about Stranger Things at all.
Right.
I'm trying to think what else was in the trailer. What did you think about the big kind of like weird, tentacle-y spider monster?
Yeah,
it looked like Hellraiser or something.
I'm partially excited. He looks like... If anyone listening plays Resident Evil, he looks kind of like the goop monsters. I don't know what they're actually called. In Resident Evil 7, and it's definitely horrifying. Like, I'm looking at the picture right now. This is scary, and I'm sure this season is going to actually scare me. Like, I know there's some jump scare moments in the other seasons, but this looks, like, truly, like, gut-wrenching and terrifying. Like, I'm partially excited. I'm partially not excited to be that scared.
I kind of was bummed that they showed it. And not...
Yeah.
Because I kind of like how, like, in Stranger Things, like, season one, everything was kind of eerie, right? You knew there was something out there. You knew something was lurking, coming to get the kids, but you didn't know what it was. And then at the end, you see what it is, and you're like, oh my god. And then in season two, we've got Dart, who's got a little goodness, a little badness, but we see all the little demo dogs. But they're kind of, you know, and then the Mind Flayer, it's done in a way where you know he's there and you see a little bit of, like, his tentacles crawling and you really see
like
him.
Yeah, it's like the vision in the sky, which is very, like, ominous.
Yeah.
And I feel like this trailer is definitely, like, I agree with you, it's shown a lot that I wish could have maybe been saved for the show.
But, you know.
But I feel like it's been so long since they put out a trailer that I feel like they have to give us as much as possible to get us to watch.
Also, the Duffers are smart. Like, we probably think we're seeing all this stuff and, like.
Well, they're like, you haven't even seen
anything. Yeah, and we don't even know what we're talking about. They're probably like, that's not even the monster, dummies.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't show us if it was something that was, like, you know, hardcore. There was a scene where, like, Elle is getting taken off in a van, and, like, Mike is watching her, like, as she drives down the street, and I was curious. I was like, what's happening there? That's weird.
I guess that's probably where they're taking her to, because he says that, like, we need you. I wonder if they're like, you know what, you can go see your little boyfriend and your friends for, like, 5 minutes, and then we're taking you, and you gotta figure out this Demogorgon situation.
Yeah, I'm curious, too, like, how they're gonna wrap it up. The Duffers said that they're gonna have one more season after this, and I'm still, I know you're against it, but I'm still hoping for time travel. They've hit every mark of 80s movies. Like, they've paid homage to everything but that.
I guess they've gone so full force into, like, because that's what I liked about the first season, and that it wasn't so much, like, science fiction, that it was just, like, eerie, like you were saying. Like, it was very, like, suspense-driven. But, like, now that they're doing just, like, crazy stuff, Max is floating above a grave, everything is, like, supernatural, that sure, if they want to do time travel, I'm all for it.
Totally. Like, the DeLorean should show up, and Marty and Doc should get out, and they should go, guys, back into the future, and they go back and they tell Elle's mom, like, don't let her get taken by Papa.
What year does this take place? Like, 87?
I feel like it has to be 87 or 88, right?
Yeah, and that's Back to the Future, so that'd be perfect.
Isn't 87 the year that Dirty Dancing came out? Guys.
Oh, my God, they got to bring Patrick Swayze back from the dead to have him in Stranger Things.
Too soon.
Too soon. It's only 10 years.
Too soon. That would be cool, though, like, if Max and Elle got together and they were watching it on a movie. They'll never do that. They don't have time to just chill in this season.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe next season. Maybe next season they'll get a little breather, and then the last four episodes will be them going crazy.
Oh, you know what I want to see in this season? I want to see something nice happen to Will.
Yeah.
Something good for Will. He seems sad all the time.
I keep seeing things that are saying that people think that Will is gay, and I think that would be amazing, because I remember something happened, I don't know if it was last season or the season before, where we were like, you don't like girls, and so people are now like, I want Will to be gay, I need Will to have a boyfriend, and I was like, yeah, I'm 100% for that, that would be amazing.
It was the scene where Will was getting mad at Mike and Lucas because they wanted to go to the mall with the girls, and so he's screaming at Mike in the pouring rain or whatever. I don't think that Finn meant, like, you don't like girls as you're gay. I think he just meant it like, you're just like stuck in the past. You're a little kid, and Lucas and I, we're moving on. We're men. He's like,
he lost his childhood. Can you expect him to be acting like a regular kid right now?
You're right. We did talk about this. I feel it all coming back to me. We said this exact
same. Yeah, me too.
I think it would be good. I think it's really important to have representation of all characters. So if he was gay, especially as a primary character, that would be wonderful. But I don't think that scene was a clue to it. I think that was just... They're showing that Will still wants to play D&D. He still just wants to sit at home and drink Coke and hang in the basement. And Mike and Lucas are like,
I am all for that. I do not want to go to the mall. I would love to play Dungeons & Dragons in their basement. Dude, do a 10-hour campaign.
Have you seen Caleb? He's like a full man now.
Dude, he was old. He's like close to my age, and I'm like, it's insane. I mean, I guess it's still the same age gap from when we started the podcast, but he looked so little back then, but now he like, he's in a couple things. He's in some cowboy movie now, and I was like, he looks like he's like 25, and he's also tall. He is taller, like towering over Joe Keery's character. It's insane.
Yeah, he was in a Concrete Cowboy. I remember. That's what it was. I remember when I, so over the summer of 2021, Tori had moved out, and she just had some things going on, and I was just trying to frantically get us stuff going on, and I was lucky to bring us like 16 interviews, and one of them was Kat Suri, who is the hairstylist for Stranger Things, and she was telling me that for Caleb's character, for Lucas, they had always wanted to do that kind of like high top fade.
Flat top.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of like Kid and Play. Is that their name?
Yes. I love the flat top so much on him. It looks awesome.
Yeah, I think it looks really cool too. I like it a lot. I'm kind of curious what the Hellfire Club is. I mean, we saw, I think in the trailer, Mike's wearing a Hellfire Club shirt, right?
Yeah, when he's going to see the basketball game. Yes.
And I'm wondering what that is. Is that like a band? Is it like a D&D club?
So I'm looking at a screen cap from, I don't know how they're going to try to convince us that Eddie is in high school because he looks like he is 35.
Well, he was in Booksmart though, right? Is this the one with the curly hair or is this the one with the long straight hair?
His legal name is Joseph Quinn, but it's Eddie Munson. But he looks like, oh, what's that band that you like where they did that terrible TV show with Machine Gun Kelly?
Oh, shit, hell yeah, Motley Crue.
He looks straight out of Motley Crue.
Let's
like,
not
it's,
say
I love
that
it.
Band that I liked. I liked them when I was younger. You should say Poison, okay? Poison, guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's giving Bret Michaels a little bit.
Bret Michaels, good times, guys, good times.
I think that's probably the Hellfire Club, maybe? I mean, I don't know too much, but it looks like the screen cap I'm looking at, it says Advanced Dungeons and Dragons, like he's teaching them, or I guess they already know a lot about Dungeons and Dragons, but he's doing, maybe it's just their little Dungeons and Dragons school club, the Hellfire Club, because that's, what did I read about that? That the Hellfire Club is something from X-Men?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
That's what we're calling it.
Well, that would make sense because I think we talked way back about it. You did an episode, right? Hawkins, like when we did the X-Men 0138 or something like that. Like whatever their number was. I can't remember. Guys,
yeah, it's 138. You're right. Wait, no, 138 is Misfits. I don't think it's 138.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We are 138. That's what I'm thinking. Whatever. You guys know what we're talking about. There's like a comic out there that Stranger Things fans like are really into.
Yeah, it's from the first season. It's the one that I think, oh, I always say their real names, that Noah gave to Finn, or that Finn wanted Noah to give to him. What are their names? Mike and
Will.
What's his name? Will. Thank you.
Will!
I've seen them in so many interviews now that it's hard to call them by, like, their names in the TV show.
Did you see Winona Ryder? I was just thinking of that scene where she screams for Will. She just cut all her hair off. It's, like, blonde, and it's in, like, a mullet, one of those popular, shags that everybody's getting. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I have to go look that up.
Classic beauty. Classic beauty. She could shave her head. She'd look great.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stranger Things, guys. A lot of people are asking us if we think we're going to go back to Stranger Things Season 3 and review those last two or three episodes, and here's what I'll say. No.
Maybe.
Tori.
Let's leave it open. Let's be like, maybe we will.
Guys, do you want to hear about a three-year-old episode of Stranger Things?
I don't think so. I think every take that could be possibly had about that those episodes has been had, and nobody needs to hear our opinion.
No, that's wrong. We're the authorities. We know. We know all Stranger Things. We'll say this. Those episodes were good. Yeah. There it is. Look, we did it.
Let's say this. If you guys know of any other Stranger Things podcasts, let us know so we can hunt them down and make them close down their podcast.
Dude, there are
we are the only Stranger Things podcast.
It's so funny because there weren't really any when we started, and then there was like there was podcasts that did Stranger Things reviews, but they also did like all the kind of like geeky show reviews. So it wasn't like
yeah,
they were
it was
dedicated.
Just like there was one that where they just reviewed the episodes. That's all that they talked about, and it was just like a guy and his friend.
Well, there's
just
a couple new ones.
It wasn't a true podcast. Oh, really?
Yeah, and there's even two that came out. One called the Upside Down Podcast, which is like, what are you doing? But it's in London.
We're taking you to court.
And it's just like a bunch of college students who are doing it for a project. But, like, people were putting on their YouTube page, like, you guys do realize there's already an Upside Down podcast. But I didn't say anything because it's like, whatever. It's for a college credit. They're doing a couple of episodes.
I don't know how the system works in England, but we are taking you to court and we are getting all of your money.
Yeah, do a quick Google search. And then there's an Upside Down podcast of, like, this kid, I think, who started his own podcast, but he just seems to do it when he's bored, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then there's Upside Down podcast, which you and I know about. They're the, like, British, yeah, UK religious podcast that started the, yeah, same time we did, and it's like, we're cool with them because, you know, yeah, totally different. I think it's so funny, though, different, because Noah posted something that we had done once, and he tagged them. So, oh, all these, man, Stranger Things fans were flooding, like, this religious podcast site, which I thought was really funny.
They definitely would not like Stranger Things.
I mean, they might. Who knows, guys? Who knows? Yeah. That's it. I don't really have anything to talk about except, oh, did you know that Hawkins High School, I guess they're not going to film there anymore. Henry County has scheduled it for demolition.
What?
Yeah, like, we have all this stuff happening locally where they're, like, tearing down. Their deforestation is everywhere.
It's awful. They're like, let's put a Publix here.
Or let's put, like, 500 of those tiny houses smushed together.
Oh, my gosh.
That's one of the things that was beautiful about this area is there's just trees everywhere and deer and land, and it was so nice. And now it's becoming so overpopulated. And I was just like, that sucks. But when I saw they were going to, put Hawkins High School down for demolition, I was like, excuse me, sirs, this will not stand. I'm trying to see when it happens. Every time I drive by, they're running an errand. I just do a quick eyeball look to see, is that yellow roof still there? Oh, it's there.
Right.
But it's sad because so many
different
shows.
They're going to have to change the stages. They're going to have to recreate those sets on a thing. It's going to cost them a lot of money.
Tons of shows filmed there. The schools.
The Vampire Diaries, or I guess the spinoff of the Vampire Diaries filmed there.
I know Atlanta films there, Donald Glover's thing, or they did.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe Stranger Things is just done. If you think about it, all the kids are probably, like, juniors or seniors.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be kind of like Harry Potter, the final one, where they got to leave Hogwarts. They got to just be done with the school, and everything in the last movie or the last season is just about, like...
Yeah, I imagine they're so old
maybe
that
they'll
the
go
next
to space
season would have to be, like, them graduating, and so they're not going to need Hawkins anymore.
That would be,
or maybe some of them will go to college and they're like, I have to leave Hawkins, and that'll be how it ends. Which hopefully it does. Hopefully there's no more Demogorgon at the end, and I would like for it to have like a happy, peaceful ending.
I don't
want anybody else to die.
Not like it's ended and then all of a sudden at the end you hear down, down.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh my God.
And you're like, no. I think what would be really cool is if they ended it and then in like 10 years they came back and did one limited movie or something like that to just show us where everyone was. Because it would make sense for the cast. They could be all grown. I think it would be really... It could be cool, depending, but...
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it to be like, what's that show? Sex and the City's thing?
Oh, yeah, the movies.
Just like that TV show that just came out, and just like that.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, something like that. It's kind of like that came back for a limited series, and fans were pretty excited to see all their favorites.
And then half the characters weren't there.
Yeah, well, Sam didn't return because she's got, like, a problem with Sarah Jessica Parker. Sex and the City podcast, guys.
Yeah.
But my point to that is that they did this one season, and some people were really stoked about it, and some people hated it because they just did. But now they're like, oh, it's been renewed for another season, and we're going to do another one. And it's like, well, it's not.
That's not the
keep
point.
Bringing
the
it back
point is
over
to give
over.
Us a little taste
yeah.
to keep us for the next 20 years.
And then bring That's us back when they're old.
Or don't. Or I love when shows just naturally end. I don't know if any of you guys have seen Fleabag. There's like 12 episodes total, and it hurts because I want more. But it's like, no, it ended where it needed to, and I just have to deal with that. And I like when shows do that. Like when Breaking Bad ended, it was like, oh, people wanted so much more, and they were like, no. I mean, I guess they did give us like El Camino. And
I didn't El Camino bothers me so much, but only for only not because of the story, not because of the way it looked, but you and I had a problem with Jesse. Yeah.
Yes.
Jesse
they all looked
was like
10 years older.
Well, not only that, but Jesse was like, it was supposed to be while Breaking Bad was happening, and it's like, there's no way. Jesse is like bulked up. He's gained like 40 pounds of muscle mass. He's 10 years older. It just it didn't make sense. I mean, it was beautifully shot, and the story was interesting, but yeah, I didn't need it.
Like that podcast.
I mean, they could always do something where they come back with another show in like 10 years, and it's like, you just think it's a regular show, you don't know what it is, and then it turns out it's like Mike and Elle's child, like something is...
And she has powers, oh my God.
But you don't
I
know that's what
that.
It is. Like, they bring the show out and you're watching it, but you don't know that's what it's going to be, and it's kind of like revealed to you, and you're like, oh my God. Like,
that would be insane.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Ashley should write for Netflix.
Guys, Duffers, holla at me. I would love to interview the Duffers. Although they did this one interview. I can't remember what they were on. They did it together. It was probably like Fresh Air or something. And it was really solid. I think that's what I was thinking about, too. You know, you and I have been doing this podcast for 6 years, and we've gotten to meet pretty much everyone that we've wanted to meet that's on the show thus far. We haven't gotten to interview all of them, so but we've gotten to see them. Yeah. Would that be who your dream interview would be?
Yes. I feel like he'd be a great person to talk to. I feel like he would just tell us whatever we wanted to know, and then we could talk about cool stuff with him as well.
I think he would be good because, and the same reason I think Kara, Mrs. Wheeler, would be good, is that they don't do a lot of podcasts. Like, they're not out there giving a lot of... They're doing those,
information.
Yeah, they're doing those quick snippet interviews on things. They're not doing long form, like... You know,
people who are really into the show, like, people are like, so, Demogorgon, and they're like, yep, the Demogorgon exists, and it's like, we'd have real fan questions we could ask them.
Hey, remember that time we saw Jokiri in the bathroom at Dad's garage, and you stood there?
I did. I did. And he definitely stayed in there as long as he possibly could. I did get a video of Natalia Dyer and Charlie Heaton, though.
Oh, my God, I got so mad today. Kilby was watching a recap of Stranger Things, because on the trailer, Max was saying, like, oh, Billy, or something like that, and Kilby goes, who's Billy? And I go, who's Billy? I was like, oh, dang, we got to go back. Because, you know, she's a kid. She's just turned 9, so it's like 3 years. She watched it when she was 6. That is a long time. But the lady on the
podcast, Kilby could barely talk.
Well, it's funny because the lady on the thing was, like, saying, Natalie Dyer. I was like, Natalia. And she was like, God, who did she say? She said everybody's name wrong. And I was like, why is this
Jeffrey
lady?
Jeffrey Montgomery.
Look, that's an honest mistake.
Yeah. It's Acre with a D. Dacre. It's so easy.
I know. I'm just saying that because I used to always call him Daiquiri. Daiquiri? Daiquiri?
Daiquiri?
But if they did do a time machine in season 5, they could go back, save Billy. That kind of be fun. They'd go back, save some people.
Yeah. I'm wondering if Billy's going to come back somehow. But, I mean, I don't think Dacre's doing anything right now, so I don't know if that's going to happen.
Like,
but it's like they're talking
right,
about him so
much.
Oh, I think so. But they talk about him so much, there's no way they're not going to do a little fan service and maybe bring him back in some flashbacks or something.
I would think that's the only realistic thing would be a flashback. That's the only thing that makes sense. Although, fans are expecting that, so it seems like maybe that's something we would get in season 5.
Yeah.
Maybe not in this season.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anybody else. You know, do a flashback. They get in their car. So Marty and Doc show up from Back to the Future. And
oh, my God.
First we go back and we save Bob. Then we save Billy. Who else died? Anybody else?
There's
oh, Barb. How can we forget about Barb?
They've done some crazy stuff. They can't, Barb is in like 3 episodes.
How dare you?
I forgot she existed. Anyway, maybe we'll bring Barb back, or they'll bring Barb back so Nancy can have a friend, so she's not only friends with Jonathan.
Oh, and the cat, Dustin's cat.
Oh, yes, Dustin's cat. Oh, my God.
Oh, what was that cat's name? I can't even remember.
I have no idea. And then they've done so much crazy stuff in the show, there's no way they can't bring back Bob.
Yeah.
Like, I want him back.
I would like Bob back. But bringing Bob back doesn't make sense because he's Winona's love, and I think ultimately...
Yeah, they want to put Winona and Hopper together, even though she's said many times she does not want to be with him.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm torn on their relationship. Like, I feel like I like them together, but I don't know if I like them together as just, like, a solid...
He's got very strong opinions and he's very assertive. And I liked that Bob was, like, just so sweet and kind to her, and it's so upsetting that she lost him. But it's like, that just doesn't seem like the kind of person that she would want to be with. She needs somebody, not that he's not going to care for her, but he's very just like, oh, I don't know the word, just very... something.
Yeah.
Just not for her.
I'm a little interested in the romances, but we know we're going to have Mike and Elle. We know we're going to have, I'm sure, I don't know if we're going to have Max and
Kate. She going to be able to talk this year? Is she going to be able to know some English?
Who?
Elle.
Oh, no.
She's like, I dump your ass. I'm like, girl, you're hanging out with people all day. You know how to talk now. Come on.
11, I think you sound great. I think you're doing a really good job. You've got a lot to deal with.
It's because she's British, and they have to pick and choose the words they let her say.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening? Well, if we were ever going to get Millie on the show, we just lost that chance. Way to go.
I thought it was to be on your podcast.
But She was just on a podcast, but it was like a really big British podcast, so it makes sense. You know what? Honestly, if we got Millie on our podcast, I wouldn't even know what to ask her because she has been interviewed by so many people. It's kind of like over the break, I got a chance to interview Jacob Bertrand, who plays Hawk on Cobra Kai, kind of like an 80s series thing. And because he was being trained by the second AD or the second director for Stranger Things, so we kind of tied it in. But it was like he's been interviewed so many times, but luckily I don't follow any of those Cobra Kai things. I mean, I follow one, but I didn't know what to ask him, so I was asking him stuff about being on, like, you know, Avatar. Like, I didn't know what to ask him, but with Millie, it's like, we've seen all the interviews. It's like, what is it like being on Stranger Things? How did you get cast? What do you like working with the characters? What was it like being in the 80s? Was anything different? Like, there's just nothing to ask her. She's been asked everything. But, like, I think, like you said, Joe would be fun. And I think Kara, Mrs. Wheeler, she just doesn't get the love she deserves.
Yeah, and she's on a bunch of stuff we could ask her about different projects as well. And I feel like we could only ask Millie about, like, the other music videos and stuff that she's been in. And then I guess, like, what was that movie? It wasn't King Kong, was it? She was in a...
She was in Godzilla with Randy.
Yeah, she was in Godzilla. I went to go see that.
And she was
That's all we could ask her for.
Enola Holmes. She's got the second one. There's just, I don't know, like, it's not like I wouldn't want to talk to her. I feel like I'd just be like, what are you doing today? What kind of food do you like? Like, everything is already out there.
What's your favorite color?
But I feel like they would be fun. Joe and Mrs. Wheeler would be super fun. I think Ted Wheeler would be super fun.
I'd even like to interview, I mean, I don't know if he's ever done any interviews, but Jonathan's, what's his name in real life? Charlie Heaton.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Heaton tells us.
Let's get him and Natalie Dyer and be like, tell us all about your relationship. We want to know.
No, we couldn't ask them.
Are they still together?
I don't know, because I haven't followed the Stranger Things feed.
Leave
in,
it in the comments. Are they still together?
Guys, leave it in the comments.
Like and subscribe.
I don't know if they're still together. Like, I couldn't even tell in the trailer if they were still together, because he's, like, smoking pot in the bedroom. And
I forgot about that.
And she's with Steve doing something, getting ready to do some kind of mission.
Oh, my God, he's smoking the Demogorgon's lettuce. I'm sorry, guys. I had to say it. I had to.
Oh, my God. So stupid. I don't know. I think that's it. I don't have anything else in my notes. Do you have anything else you want to say?
The last thing I just put in the top of my notes was all these clocks. What's going on with all these clocks?
I don't know, but it reminded me of Back to the Future, like the first one in the opening with all the clocks.
Maybe you'll see your your time travel. Maybe the clocks will start turning backwards.
I didn't even think about that. That would be cool. I was wondering, like, how the clock has to do something, because Max sees it. We see it in the Creel house, but then we also see it, like, embedded in the wall at Hawkins High School, which I didn't understand.
It says in the trailer something like, it's midnight and your suffering's at an end, and so maybe it's just trying to show, like, when the clock strikes midnight. Something like that. I don't know.
You know what those voiceovers always remind me of? They remind me of Vincent Price in the Thriller video.
Don't talk about
that.
We're not talking about Vincent
Price.
Afraid
of Thriller, the Thriller
video?
I'm
horrified of him. He was on The Muppets when I was a kid, and he was on the third disc that I had of the first season, and I broke that disc when I was a child because I didn't even want to accidentally watch the episode that Vincent Price was on.
We would be at Halloween parties or just, like, around Halloween time at a store, and you'd hear that darkness comes across. Whatever. I don't even know what he says, but he's like, doo, doo.
I will start crying.
And Tori'd be like, turn it off, turn it off.
I can't even hear 1 second of Thriller without, like, getting teary eyes because I'm horrified.
You know what's interesting, too? I wonder if it has any correlation. I have zero idea. But, like, in the season 3 trailer, which was so epic, where it was Billy doing that, like, deep narration, like, I can't even remember what he says, but he's like, you let me in. That gave me chills when I watched that.
So good.
And when I watched this one, all my brain was doing was like, who's talking? Who's this?
Yeah,
who's speaking?
Who is this?
Who did? Who did?
I guess it's probably Nightmare on Elm Street guy.
Oh, Robert Englund.
Yes.
He would be fun to meet. He was at Spooky Empire, but he came, like, right as COVID was ending. And, like, I know, like, I'm a little bit more hardcore about COVID restrictions still because of Kilby, because she gets sick at everything. She gets sick at everything. So we were like, I'm not going to go to Orlando to a convention to see probably one of the most well-known people that people will be waiting in line for, but...
Yeah, you talk to us for 1 second and be like, yeah, you like Nightmare on Elm Street, cool, awesome, thanks.
I'd be like, can you say hi, I'm Robert Englund, and I listen to the Upside Down Podcast.
Yeah. Oh, remember when we got Bob to do that?
I know, so Sean Astin was so nice.
We need to bring it back. He was so cool, you guys. If you guys ever get the chance to meet him, please go do it. He talked to us for a while.
Yeah, you know what? I just saw one of our followers. Shoot, what is his name? Cinco Things? Something like that. He's very nice. He has a gigantic, massive collection of Stranger Things. And he and I guess a couple of other Stranger Things collectors, like people that have those massive amounts of, you know, just like everything they've ever put out, they somehow got to do some kind of video chat with Sean Astin. And they got to talk to him for a couple of hours. And it was hilarious because on the screenshot, it was like they're all sitting there with their cool, you know, backgrounds of all their collections behind them. And he's like sitting down on like, I don't know what he's on, but he's got, like, an acoustic guitar. And I was like, is he jamming them? Is he, like...
That would be amazing.
Sean Astin singing
that song? Come jam for us, Sean Astin, please.
Okay, guys. Well, I think that's all that we have to say. You know, Tori and I don't know yet.
We didn't even say our tagline. Welcome to the Upside Down Podcast. My name is... And my name is...
Oh, but I'm going to say that on the intro. I have to do an intro to this episode to explain where we've been. Yeah.
She's cutting me out, you guys. She's cutting me out of the podcast.
You cut yourself out for dos years. Dos años, think.
No one can get mad at me. It's okay. It's COVID.
Look, it's COVID. I know. That's what people say for everything. I was like,
you guys want me to die of coronavirus?
That would be so sad. I haven't caught COVID yet, and I'm scared. But anyway.
I've had it twice.
But you lived your best life, and you're fine.
Yep. I'm totally good.
I'm all dosed up, so hopefully that works. But yeah, so I don't know if you and I will want to do episodes when season four comes out, like every single episode. I just don't know with the way that we work. Because what it was is when COVID...
Like the first and give our theories, first episode, and then the last episode and be like, and we got literally everything wrong.
Yeah, that would be good. Or like just...
That'd be insane.
It should either be that or it should just be one full episode talking about everything, like a 2-hour episode.
Yeah.
Because when COVID happened, we didn't have anything to do, so I was able to get those 16 interviews with people. But then when things started opening up, like I had 3 jobs, and Tori had moved, and she had a couple of jobs, and it was just like we just didn't have the time. Oh yeah, we were busy. And like Kyobi is older now; she's 9, so you know, school, and she's got thoughts. She doesn't know who Billy is, but she has thoughts on that trailer.
I would love to have her on the podcast and listen to her old episodes and hear her thoughts on what she used to think about the podcast or about the TV show.
It's so cute. We have a YouTube channel, which is crazy because we finally got like 115 subscribers.
Let's go.
Let's go. So they finally gave us the opportunity to have it be like youtube.com/theupsidedownpodcast. But when you go to our page, the first thing you see is that video of Kyobi where she's like, let's talk about Happy.
Ever. I watch that video all the time.
All you guys I want in podcast. Life from doing this podcast is I want to interview Mrs. Wheeler, and I want David Harbour to react to that video. That's it.
I'm sure he would love it. He's got kids. He would really enjoy it. She is adorable. If you don't enjoy her, you are awful.
Yeah. Kyobi's the best.
She is the best.
So, I don't know. We'll come back at you sometime when Stranger Things... I guess we'll come back at May, but we're just not going to have the time to... Like, back in the past, we were like, let's do an episode every week. We'll go everywhere we can and get as much info as we can. And we just can't do that. We just can't,
guys. Yeah, I was in high school.
I
actually had one job. We could go and do whatever we wanted to. Now there's COVID, and we've got a bajillion jobs and responsibilities.
Yep. And
I was like 16 when we started the podcast.
We've been doing this podcast for 6 years, and we've just like stayed at our base of like 15,000 listeners. That's it. But you know what? They're awesome. They're the best 15,000 listeners, and we love them.
Acting like 15,000 isn't a huge number.
I know, and it's amazing. But, you know, there's all these other podcasts that are doing stuff, and they're just, like, blowing up. And it's like, man, we've put so much, like, blood, sweat, and tears into these, especially those first 5 years. We were, like, really trying to do something. And I guess we kind of did. So it's nice in a way because it feels like even though Stranger Things is going to end with season 5 and wrap up, we'll kind of have been a small part of it in some way that... Some people knew about and some people didn't.
Better get some PR packages. I'm expecting some vegan Stranger Things candy that I need it.
Oh, we got that 1 year. You remember that chef in California sent us those
Demogorgon
ice creams?
That ice cream was delicious.
But we didn't know what it was, so we didn't open it for like 2 days and it had half melted in the box, but we ate it anyway. And
it was still so
mushy
good.
And good. It was a little like mushy Demogorgon, like, the waffle cones were shaped in a Demogorgon.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. We need some more of that. Whoever sent that to us, please send some more.
I think it was the tattooed chef.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's it. I don't have anything else to say. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tori, you want to do our our outro?
What was our outro again?
It's Stay Strange, or as Tori says,
Stay Strange.
Things are strange.
Strange. You think I forgot that one?
Never. I'll never allow that. All right, stay strange, everybody. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Upside Down podcast hosted by Sisters Ash and Tori. For more information, visit our website at theupsidedownpod.com. You can also contact us at theupsidedownpod@gmail.com, as well as follow us on our Facebook and Instagram under the Upside Down podcast. Episodes are released every other Monday, so be sure to subscribe. If you love the podcast, be sure to review us on whatever you listen to us on. Thanks again. Stay strange.